Well, hello there, my friend Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. If you're not, if you haven't been across the last couple of days of episodes, sharing quotes from a great book by John Piper called Don't Waste Your Life. It is a book on really focusing on making the name of Christ glorious and really focusing upon evangelization and the central task of our lives, which is to be in deeper relationship with Christ and to make him known to others. Today is the last day of John Piper quotes. I love it. It's really good. It just hit me really hard when I read it. Just listen to this. He says, "Nothing can wholly satisfy the life of Christ within his followers except the adoption of Christ's purpose toward the world he came to redeem." One more time. "Nothing can wholly satisfy the life of Christ within his followers except the adoption of Christ's purpose toward the world that he came to redeem." All right, when you were baptized, the Holy Spirit indwells you and the life of Christ becomes manifest inside the absolute epicenter of your being. And why I love this quote is he's saying that at baptism, the life of Christ himself becomes manifest in a most profound way within you. And you become more and more like Christ as you pursue the spiritual life. Now, what John Piper's getting at here is he's going, if Christ is present within you, then it would make sense to correspond your life, the operation of your life, in congruence with the purposes of Christ himself for the world that he came to redeem. Which means what? The concept would be alignment. We want to align ourselves with the mission and the purpose of Christ. Why? Because he's in us. Do you want to be at odds with the Christ that is within you? And when I say the Christ, there's not multiple Christ. There's one Christ. Do you want to be out of alignment with that? Do you want to be pursuing some other purpose with this precious gift of life that has been given to you? Do you want to pursue some different purpose? Friends, do you think that you have a better idea about what would make you happy? Do you think that you have a greater consciousness, a greater mind than the mind, the logos that created the entire cosmic order? Is there something that would bring you greater happiness, peace, or joy than being in alignment and congruence with the same purpose of the Christ who indwells you? What this has helped me to do is it's become a filter for me, a way of seeing reality where I can go, Jonathan, if you want to find peace in your life, if you want to find joy and sense of direction in your life, then correspond your life, Jonathan, to the purpose of the Christ who indwells you. Christ's heart is for the redemption of the world and the glory of his Father. Does it not make sense that if I aligned myself to the same purposes that I would find when something lives out its purpose, it's effective, it's functional. When something runs against its purpose, it's retarded in the classical sense of that word. It's retarded. It is held back. So my friends, one more time, nothing can wholly satisfy the life of Christ within his followers except the adoption of Christ's purpose towards the world he came to redeem. Let's adopt his purpose. Let's adopt his purpose. He came to ransom captives, to open the eyes of the blind, to set the prisoners free, but he came to redeem what was lost. He came to perfect the Abrahamic covenant, the covenant that Abraham could not fulfill, that Moses couldn't fulfill, that Joshua couldn't fulfill, that all the prophets couldn't fulfill. He fulfilled it in himself. He redeemed creation himself. And he's asking us to participate with him in that ongoing redemption. Yes, the ultimate battle is won, but individual souls remain to be evangelized and to brought home to Christ. So my friends, go back into your classroom, go back into your leadership position, go back into your families and try and align yourself with the purpose of Christ. Now that's abstract. What does it mean concretely? It means that we try to live lives of holiness. We try to grow in knowledge of Christ. We try to live our faith. We try to remove sin. We try to live in the sacraments, and then we love people. We teach and we correct and we encourage people. Friends, I got a message yesterday from a young man. It's interesting. literally, he heard me speak when he was a young teenager many years ago in another part of the world. And about a year or two ago, I was in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and I hadn't heard from him in years. And I suddenly got a message from him and he wasn't doing very well. And so I really invested time in that friendship and relationship and caught up with him a few times when I was traveling. And he reached out again yesterday and it was the most profound message. I hadn't heard from him for a few months and it was just like he's wrestling with faith. He's wrestling with faith. And he's asking all these questions about God and Christ and the things that he struggles with. And God has opened a door for me to simply play my part in God's purpose. Not for me to save him, not for me to fix him, but for me to teach and to speak the word of Christ into his life at this particular moment. And there's nothing more beautiful than that. What else? What on my deathbed? Like, if he comes to faith, then that is eternity with Christ. It's going to affect his relationships. He's still young. It's going to affect probably his marriage and his parenting. And who knows what's going to become of him and who he might reach. Because simply because I, by grace, not because I'm brilliant, but by grace, have tried to adopt the purposes of Christ for his world that he came to redeem. Amazing things happen when we do this. Amazing things happen when we do this. So my friend, don't waste your life. That's the end of the John Piper week. Don't waste your life. Nothing else is going to satisfy you like living in the providence and the plans and the provision of God, making his name glorious, and leading souls into relationship with him through your incredible work in Catholic education. God bless you, my friends. Please make sure you're subscribed. Come and check out the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. Instagram, you can find me at jdoylespeaks, one word, jdoylespeaks. God bless you. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.